There's it.
Wow, it's a nice sauce.
Oh, that's a good one. Burn that.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue. I don't enjoy this part of my job. Three dogs have been spat at now in the Hillary area. Thankfully, it's just they've been spat at and not bitten. With venom in the eyes, it's a horrible feeling for dogs, and for humans, it's pretty much the same, I'd imagine. I mean, I've been spat at, and it feels like someone's got beach sand and mixed a lot of soap and then thrown it in your eyes. It burns, it's uncomfortable, and yeah, the dogs always look miserable once it's happened. Thankfully, it's fairly easy to treat. Homeowners, if they're able to, just restrain their dog and hold a hose pipe or a bottle of water or even a glass of water into the eye and just rinse thoroughly. That should do the trick for like 10-15 minutes. Otherwise, I mean, it's going to be hard to restrain a Burrell or a Staffy or Rottweiler or Pitbull. I've tried it with big dogs. It just doesn't work very well. So sometimes I have to be taken to the vet to be sedated and have the eyes treated there. Whereas a bite is far more serious. A bite, the dog can die even before it gets to the vet, potentially. And it's much more painful for the animal. There's very few bites on dogs by spitting cobras. Even though the dogs often kill the snakes, there's very few bites. We do see a lot of incidents where they've spat the dog in the eye. And if you think about it, it's a really clever way to defend itself. It's a pepper spray. They spit in the dog's eyes and then move away. Sometimes the dog still manages to grab it. In this incident though, the cobra managed to get all three dogs in the eyes. I should mention again that the snake's only defending itself. The dogs were going for it. And now the homeowner saw the cobra. It was near his pool area and now it's gone down behind a small tree or shrub and it's hiding there. He's got a wall and not a fence, so I'm hoping it's still in there. He's sure it is. So I'm going to go over there and check it out. I hope I catch something. I haven't caught a spitting cobra in months. He reckons it's over a meter as well, so it's always nice to check a big cobra. Although that's not exactly big, but sometimes you get really big, chunky spitting cobras in this, especially in this area. They border Roosevelt Nature Reserve. So let's see. I'm hoping it's there. Sorry about your dogs.
Yeah,
so he's in here.
There's it.
Wow, it's a nice sauce.
Hey, how convenient. I didn't even have to look for him. He popped out for me.
I got it.
Oh, that was very convenient. Thank you for appearing for me, Snake. Oh, and that's a nice big one too. Nothing like a big cobra. And it's pooing everywhere.
You want to hold it like that for me? I just want to take a shot and show my son. What size it is.
Wow, he's big. A good size there. Hey, that was perfect. Get it in the bucket. Good size, eh?
Yeah. Now, the treatment for your dog is just to put them in there with a net.
I've actually got another call to go, so let me quickly check the dogs. Sorry, I didn't hear my mom.
Okay.
Fortunately, that was surprisingly easy. Couldn't believe my luck when that cobra just popped out of the bush there. Wasn't expecting it either. I was busy putting on my visor and like getting my cobra ready, thinking it's not gonna move, it's in the bush. And then yeah, it popped out, caught everyone off guard. Big snake too, big Mozambique spitting cobra. Unfortunately, yeah, the dogs had been spat at. Eyes are a bit red, some of them. But they'll be fine. Told the homeowner what to do. Thankfully, the snake's also okay. So dog's okay, snake's okay. That's the best result possible. The dog's in pain, but yeah, they'll be alright, so that's all that matters. Venom in the eyes is a better outcome in a way than a bite. I mean, a bite is far more serious. So I always worry about dogs being bitten because it's not nice. Beautiful big cobra. It's always nice seeing big cobras like this, and I see most of the big ones in springtime, which is the mating season for them. So I suppose it makes sense. A male's looking for females. That is generally when I get my the biggest, most big spitting cobras. So this is about the first one I've had this season that's this size.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.